listening to Executive Leaders Radio, broadcast from the law offices in Philadelphia of Morgan Lewis. This is your host, Herb Cohen, with my co-hosts, Peter Snelling, Merrill Lynch, Drew Hanlon, Mark Sonnenfeld, Morgan Lewis, and Alexa Scalzi, Top Stack Group. Let's see, Peter, can you give us a rundown on who we have on the air today, please?
Sure can, Herb. We have Felix Torres-Colon, Executive Director, New Kensington Community Development Corp., Chris Joyce, founder and CEO of Gusher, Blythe Hustis, president Beyond Hello, and Charles Bernier Sr., Charles Bernier Jr., ECBM.
Excellent. Let's get to know our first guest, Felix Torres-Colon, Executive Director, New Kensington Community Development Corporation. Felix, what is the New Kensington Community Development Corporation? What are you guys doing?
Well, we're a nonprofit with about 40 employees, and we focus on building affordable housing and making the neighborhood a better place to live.
Uh-huh. And where are you from originally?
All over. I was an Army brat, so for a while I lived everywhere.
Uh-huh. Give us an example of the different places you lived.
I lived in Fairbanks, Alaska. I lived in Anchorage, Alaska. I lived in San Antonio, Texas.
Uh-huh. And how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have three siblings. Mm-hmm. Who are half-siblings. Uh-huh. My father was a widower. Uh-huh. And then I have three other siblings with my mother's kids.
So where are you in terms of the pecking order of all these kids?
Well, my older siblings are much older.
Uh-huh.
So for a while, I was a middle kid.
Uh-huh.
Eventually, I became the oldest kid.
Uh-huh. All right. Let me understand here. So you grew up with three natural, three half. You were the oldest. You were the middle. How do you think that affected you, being both the oldest and the middle kids, considering marriages and so on and so forth?
I've always felt more comfortable with the middle kid role.
Uh-huh.
You know, even though I am the CEO,
uh-huh,
I've always felt that I'd be better as a number two.
How's that lend itself to your building this organization?
Well, I realize what my strengths and weaknesses are, and that I'm very comfortable letting other people lead, letting other people be in charge of particular projects.
Wow. Tell us what was going on in your childhood that had anything to do with the social justice stuff we spoke about earlier.
Well, my parents were immigrants from Puerto Rico. And my mom worked as a laundress, and she used to come home, and her arms and forearms would be full of burn marks, which comes with the business. And then my father, at one point, he didn't have a car, and he was walking to work every day, you know, at least 15 to 16 miles. And I felt that was wrong.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
I thought it was wrong because they were hardworking people, good people, but to make a living, one, my mother was coming home burned every day, and then my dad was walking miles and miles and miles.
Hmm. True.
Felix, how did that make you feel to see your dad having to walk 15 or 16 miles to go to work?
Well, part of me was ashamed because, you know, all the other kids had cars. Then part of me was so proud that he would do that for us. And I really learned from that and other things from my father that you do anything for your family.
And what was your dad like?
He was a former NCO in the Army. He was incredibly grumpy, but he would do whatever he needed to do.
That fact that you felt proud that your dad, that you knew your dad would do anything for you, for the family, what's that have to do with your career?
Well, you know, as I said earlier, I'm very interested in helping people as a result of what happened to my parents. And then,
what do you mean? What are you talking about?
Well, I always have felt that my parents got abused, that they were taken advantage of.
So how's that affecting your career?
Well, because what I do now is helping them buy houses so they don't get abused by bad landlords, help people so they don't lose their houses.
All right.
We do a lot of stuff just to help folks go forward.
Uh-huh.
without
being abused. Alexa,
exactly.
what's your thought there?
Felix, you mentioned you moved a couple times when you were younger. What was that like starting over each time?
Part of it was okay because, you know, I'm an Army kid and there were always Army bases. I never had a really close friend because whenever I did, they were gone a year later. And it was, quite frankly, when we stopped, I missed it. I couldn't believe I was stuck in the same town.
Uh-huh. So you learned how to adjust and how to adapt moving town to town. In fact, it became part of your DNA, and because when you stopped moving, it was like, you know, the excitement wore off. How does adaptability, how's that helped your business career?
I think it's helped it because I'm in a business, and I think we're all in businesses, things change constantly, and you have to do things different constantly.
So you got used to that as a kid, Peter.
So you realized at a young age that your parents were abused. How young were you when you realized that you were going to do something about that?
I was probably 9 or 10, and part of it was, it's funny because I knew I wanted to help people, and then my father, I was helping him. It's a rite of passage in my house, helping him do work in the house, and he yells at all of us. And then at one point he tells me, son, you have really got to get smart, because if you depend on your hands, you're going to starve to death. So that's when I then realized, not only am I going to help people, but I better learn something that's going to let me give them a good...
Mark?
Felix, who were your role models growing up?
Well, obviously my father and mother. And then, you know, growing up, because I didn't have friends, I moved a lot. I think it was really later in my life, different supervisors and bosses I've had. And in each case, I would steal something from them. I had one boss who used to every day go and see everybody every morning for 10 minutes and calm you down about yesterday and about tomorrow. And that's one of the things I do.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Alexa, didn't you have another question there?
Yeah, we always like to make sure that we're getting a good interview with everyone. If you had to say, is there anything we're missing about you?
Yes. I mean, as I said, my parents migrated from Puerto Rico. In my industry, Hispanic CEOs are not very common, and typically they're the head of other Hispanic organizations. New Kensington really isn't a Hispanic organization. And most of the places I've been have not been Hispanic organizations. So I've always, as a CEO, felt very isolated. Because not only can I not talk to my staff, you know, I can't talk to my board, and then I don't have colleagues that look and sound and speak like me.
Wow. But I guess you grew used to that because of your childhood. The fact that you were moving all the time, you didn't have any close friends, so you either you're recreating your past all over again, or you got accustomed to your future because of it.
I think absolutely, because not having a lot of close friends, the few friends I do have, I hold very tightly, and it's very few friends.
Mm-hmm.
I don't naturally trust a whole lot of people, because you know they'll be gone in a year, so why bother?
Why were you the right dude to lead this organization? Why were you the right one?
I think I was the right one because, one, I really believed in what they were doing.
Uh-huh.
I was committed and passionate about what they do.
Yeah. And what else?
They're really creative. So, you know, like I said, like when I stopped moving, I got really bored.
Mm-hmm.
This organization is not boring because they're always doing different things. They're always innovating.
Uh-huh.
So I knew they would keep me mentally engaged.
Uh-huh.
Felix, why is it important to talk to your coworkers and ask them what's going on? Why is that important to you?
It's important to me because really they're one of the checks on your effectiveness. They're one of the ways that you can judge performance. And when you talk with your coworkers, a lot of times they can tell you how your performance is.
And how does it make you feel to see someone, be able to purchase a home or find a place to live when you see that firsthand? How does that make you feel?
I get very proud. It feels wonderful. And I used to be a teacher, and it used to take, 13, 15 years before you saw how they did. When someone buys a house, it's very immediate, and I love it.
Peter?
Felix, you're kind of a quiet guy. You seem kind of a quiet guy, yet when you walk out on a job site, you're very energized. How does it feel looking at the work underway?
For me, I'm very terrified because, when you're doing construction and managing that, there's so many things that can go wrong. So I'm usually a nervous Nelly when I go to the site. Because, oh my God, oh many things can go wrong. But I've always, because of my parents and how I grew up, I can always look calm. I mean, I can have my feet in a frozen block of ice, and I'll be calm until they throw me off the pier.
So you really, it sounds like, is your job 9 to 5?
No. I wish it was.
Do you get paid overtime?
No.
So why do you bother doing it?
Because, like I said earlier, my dad did anything he could do to help his family.
That's what I needed to hear.
As the executive director, I do anything I can do.
What's the website address of the organization? Your website.
It is nkcdc.org.
We've been speaking with Felix Torres-Cullen, Executive Director of New Kensington Community Development Corporation. We'll be back in a moment right after this break.